of mine on murder. And the judge's gavel fell.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Even 16 years in hell, he said.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Super Tuesday edition. My little buddy Dominic joining me for the 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. We expanded to 3 hours, did you notice? Just started yesterday. Some people were wondering, is Dom ever coming back? Well, he did. He's back, baby. But you got to stick around till 5 to hear him. And you can always be a part of this show in the interim. 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the phones right now. Betsy, my pal, how you doing, sister?
Cootie, I just want to give you some love, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, but I think you are just vital to our state. I just
tell me more, Betsy.
I mean it. You know, the puke and all, the Missouri people are just wonderful. But, I mean, for what you're doing for our state in Wisconsin, again, I just want to tell you, you are so much my hero. And I just can't tell you enough. And I'm glad people are waking up to see and support everything that you're doing. And you got a whole lot of good programs that you have on now. And I hear Joe Clayfish is coming on there. And I'm wondering what the heck's going on there.
It's a hunting show. He's a big hunter fisher. He's actually a national host on the Outdoor Channel. And he is sort of world renowned for cooking wild game. So the one thing you got to give Joel credit for is when he shoots it, he cooks it, and he eats it, and he actually makes it damn good. So that will be the concentration of his show. It is a non-political hunter-fisher show. And the man was born and raised in Waukesha, so he's calling it Raised in the Shaw. That's where he did most of his hunting as a youth.
Well, I think that would be great. Yeah, and I've been telling people that Joe Clayfish is going to be on, and that he used to be a radio jock, too, at one time, right?
Well, he was WISN-TV in Milwaukee. He was their Waukesha County reporter for like 4 years. Yeah, he's got an extensive media background connected to Waukesha County. And ultimately, Joel's a good broadcaster, and he's a friend of mine. And you know what? I like stirring the pot every so often. So if
I think that's fantastic.
Well,
yes,
you know how I am, awesome. Betsy. I don't know what's good for me. So, you know, I'm going to throw the Joel Clayfish show out there.
I think it's awesome, all right? Because that's Wisconsin, all the way, man.
Well,
we're all in this together.
Betsy,
right?
Yes. Yeah, yes, sister. We are, especially you. And did you hear I sang a couple times yesterday on the air? I was thinking of you and our little Sound of Music duet that day.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
No, I promised the audience that day, Betsy, we wouldn't do Edelweiss.
Well, I just made y'all suffer. All right, everybody. God bless Cootie. I love you.
All right.
And all your everyone. Evan. Oh, Fancy Brian. I mean, Earl. I mean, oh, my God. And now you're adding an up north Wisconsin. I mean, oh, and if I forget anybody, you'll have to forgive me. Oh, my God.
Betsy, I appreciate you listening, but we have like 14 individual hosts that present fine programming right here on the Devil Radio platform. And if you live outside of the Madison area, let's say you're an Earl guy and you live in Waukesha or a girl lady, I know there's plenty of ladies that love listening to Earl. Well, you can put it on the Devil Radio app and you can choose which station, which programming you want. So Stephanie Miller here in Madison in the mornings. You got Earl in Milwaukee, 8 to 11. That's new programming for our fair Milwaukee Waukesha audience. So, you know, we're doing our best and we're fighting the good fight. We do it each and every day, like going on 10 years now, right? I think we had an anniversary recently. It's also election day here in the state of Wisconsin. For those listening from outside my state, it's spring election, at least it's spring election primary day. And a big day happening in the city of Milwaukee. Today is the first time they're going to have a new mayor, or at least the first step to picking their next mayor in like 20 years. Tom Barrett, soon to be, well, I guess he's now been confirmed ambassador to Luxembourg under Joe Biden's administration, and you know, a high distinguished honor. But the city of Milwaukee's picking a new mayoral candidate, and I don't have a dog in that fight. But if you've got something to say about that election, you let us know. And I would point out, we've had some contradictory court rulings here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, today, you can use absentee drop boxes. That's what the state Supreme Court ruled in response to a couple of lower court rulings. But come the general election that's coming up in April, general spring election, you can't use an absentee drop box. So, you know, I hope you got that right. Today, it's okay. 6 weeks from now, not okay. It doesn't rhyme, but, you know, can't keep it straight. But that's the way it goes here in the state of Wisconsin. Down in Texas, I just noticed this at thehill.com. John Cruzell reporting, thousands of mail ballots have been rejected under Texas's voting law. Great. What could possibly go wrong in Texas? Thousands of Texans who have voted by mail in the state's upcoming primary election, similar to what we're experiencing here in the great state of Wisconsin today, have had their ballots rejected as a result of voter ID requirements enacted under a new Texas voting law, raising alarms among elections officials. That's supposed to suppress your vote. Is that alarming? Although the March 1st primary election is still weeks away, allowing time to fix ballot errors, officials express concern that a significant number of would-be mail voters might simply choose to sit out the election instead. Our concern is that there are too many hurdles for voters to go through, said Leah Shaw, Director of Communications for Harris County Elections. Now, Harris County is the state's most populous county, which encompasses Houston and the surrounding areas, and it has seen an unprecedented rejection rate. Want to know something else about Harris County? It's predominantly African-American, or at least a high percentage. Of the 7,243 mail ballots that Harris County has received so far, 38%, 2,700 of them have been rejected, flagged specifically because there was no ID. Likewise, the county's rate of rejection for mail ballot applications, 14%, is more than double the 6% rate seen in the 2018 primary. So depending on the voting district in Texas, these new absentee voting laws, and if you didn't give them everything they want, your vote doesn't count. And they're what, going to throw out a third, 38% of all votes cast in Harris County, in the most populous county in the state? Well, that's what they always try to do, right? Get rid of the big urban centers. And of course, what do you have left? Big old red Texas. Come back with us. Hour two is next. More Devil's Advocates. We're going to take many more phone calls in the next hour. And then hour three, let's not forget, expanded coverage, including my little buddy Dominic Co-Devil and the entire 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. It is a Super Tuesday edition. Hour two is next.